If the Atlantic were to dry up, it would reveal a scattered pathway of human bones, African bones, marking the various routes of the Middle Passage. John Henry Clark, historian. This afternoon at Boston's venerable Faneuil Hall, there will be held a ceremony to remember those Africans, enslaved Africans, captured Africans whose bones are scattered along the various routes of the wretched seaborne misery of the Middle Passage. But this morning, here, now, we have a different purpose. Today, here, we gather to remember, to name, and to honor those members of this church who in the 1600s and the 1700s arrived in this land via the Middle Passage, who survived the ordeal. Those who, by virtue of their membership in this church, are family to us, our great-great-great-grannies and great-great-great-grandpas, our ancestors. You see, in church, water is thicker than blood, the waters of baptism thicker than blood, and we are family. To my knowledge, these early African members of Old South Church have never been recognized as a group, never been wept over, never been asked pardon of, never eulogized and memorialized as we will this morning. We know so little about them. What parts of Africa from which each hailed, from which each was stolen. What each was doing the day, the hour, the minute that he or she was captured, kidnapped. We don't know if Thomas had ticklish feet, or if Cato was a fabulous out-of-the-box artist, or a brave leader, or both. We don't know Scipio's real name, the one his mother gave to him when he was born. We know nothing about Felicia's family, whether she had children back home in Africa or children here or both, whether her children survived, or whether any of us are her descendants. We know too little. But we do know some things. We know for a fact that each suffered confinement and chains and perishing cold and sweltering heat and abject poverty and unimaginable indignities. We know they were terrorized and dehumanized. We know they were treated as things, as commodities, sold and purchased. We know that in their post-African lives, there was precious little comfort and too much hardship. We also know this. We know that Puritans did not bestow church membership lightly or easily, which means this, that these African members of Old South Church in Boston, they knew their Bible. Oh, yes, they did. They knew, for instance, the story of Exodus that Mimi just read for us, a foundational story in Judaism and Christianity in which the divine heart is revealed. A story in which it is revealed that the divine heart abhors slavery, despises slavery, and more. The story reveals if you go on to read it, the story reveals that the God of love, the God of love, will do harm to those who choose to enslave others. The story reveals that the God of love will wreak havoc upon and cause great suffering, terrible suffering, to those who choose to enslave others. It is no wonder, then, that the earliest known black abolitionists in this country hailed from Massachusetts, from Puritan Massachusetts. No wonder that African members of Old South Church, our own grannies and grandpas, were at the heart of the black abolitionist movement. No wonder that African members like Phyllis Wheatley, who was herself steeped in scripture, she knew it from the beginning to the end, inside and out. She knew her scripture. No wonder then that she took it upon herself to reformulate Puritan religious ideas into a clear, erudite, biblically informed, and amazingly powerful critique of slavery. In verses of poetry informed both by scripture and by Puritan theology, Phyllis Wheatley warned that America would fail. America would fail in the Revolutionary Wars of the 1770s if it continued to enslave Africans. Because, she argued, right here in the good book, she argued, the practice of slavery is depraved and loathsome to God. And woe to and pox upon any people who practice it. Look, she said, to what happened to the Egyptians. Now, a word about Old South Church records. The names, as you see them printed in the worship bulletin, are exactly as they are or were handwritten and entered into our ancient ledgers. Each name followed by a period, each with the date of membership or baptism. I have simply lifted from our longer records, from the complete records, the names of our African members, identifiable during this period by the lack of a last name. While Old South Church records are excellent, better than most church records, and I would put our records up against any church in this country, they are nevertheless imperfect. There are gaps. In one instance, a gap of some 30 years with no records at all. And because there are no records, we don't even know who was the clerk who failed to record everything. In another case, during the siege of Boston, when the British dragoons occupied and desecrated our own meeting house, there is a full 10 to 11 year gap, no records. So these names printed in the bulletin do not represent all of our African members, but most. Two women who are our honored guests this morning will be reading the names. Anne L. Chin, the executive director and the founder of the Middle Passage Port Markers Project and Ceremonies, and Ann Cobb, who serves as the project's communication specialist. They will come forward to read the names. As each name is read, a flower will be presented in honor and memory and recognition of that member. But after each name is read, I invite you, congregation, to intone or whisper that name aloud. So let me practice for a minute. So the name Lydia is read, and you say, Sarah, Margaret. Listen now. Listen with your ears. Listen with your hearts as the name of our African ancestors are lifted up in this house of God.
As the Greeks believe, if you speak my name, I live. Africans admitted as full communing members. Lydia. Sarah. Margaret. Thomas. Jane. Maria. James. Rose. Scipio. Anne, a free person. Cornwall. Thomas. Simon. Dinah. Julia. Flora. Bristol. Deborah. Newton. Phyllis. David. Moses. Peter. Robert. Deborah Sewell. Quickly Oliver.
In honor of our ancestors, Africans who own the baptismal covenant, Toby, Ebenezer, Mingo, Pompey, Worcester, Elizabeth, Tower Hill, Cornwall, Deborah, Felicia, Argalus, Maria, Venus, Lucas, Juba, Dinah, Hagar, Fidelia, Peter. Brill, Sarah, Richard, Scipio, Phyllis, Simon, Anne, Maria, Julia, Scipio, Thomas, Pompey, Flora, Dinah, Lucy, Catherine, Dinah, Dinah, Cato, Baker, Scipio, Flora, Patience, Bristol.